the last record, it was a very hectic narrative, but this time we have built it up into more like chapters, like a real child's tale.
They formed when the members were children. They use a children's choir on their new album. And they describe that album as being like a child's tale. It seems that childhood is very much on the minds of the members of Mew. And maybe that's why No More Stories seems so dreamy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Whether you call them dream pop or prog rock, you can't deny that the Danish trio Mew are onto something interesting, as evidenced by the comparisons to both the band Asia and Salvador Dali. Maybe it's because the first song on their album is half backwards, or maybe it's because the actual title of that album is so very long. It's No More Stories Are Told Today, I'm Sorry They Washed Away, No More Stories, The World Is Gray, I'm Tired, Let's Wash Away. But for whatever reason, there's a sort of delightful weirdness to Mew that makes it seem, well, limiting to just assign them to one genre. And as Mew's Jonas Bier told FUV's Rich McLaughlin when he talked with the band in Studio A, that weirdness goes all the way back to the beginning.
Bo and I went to school together since we were six, and we put together in these groups to do some kind of art project in the seventh grade, and we made this film called Odyssey, which was fun. It was we did a lot of like weird images for it, but mostly it's just us introducing the film over and over again in slow motion. That's mostly what the film is about.
Does it still exist, this film?
It is. I have it on VHS copy somewhere.
Perhaps that needs to come out as a DVD.
And then we started playing music, and we kind of just decided to form a band, and then Silas joined us when we were in high school. So ever since then, we've been playing together.
Silas and Bullock are tired, and they'll call you once a week, 'cause it's strange here, no dark career. They all say they long to reach that sorrow now, that's where I want you to be at home.
On the song Sometimes Life Isn't Easy on the new album, you actually went back to your old school and recruited the children's choir to sing the chorus. Was that the first time you guys had been back? How did you get that idea, and what was it like going back to your old stomping grounds?
Well, we have a pretty special relationship with that school in some way, and before I became a big rock star millionaire, I worked there as a substitute teacher, and that was a lot of fun, very tiring. But so we go back there often and have a kind of good relationship with them.
That's Mew, with Sometimes Life Isn't Easy, from their new album, No More Stories. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear more from Mew, go to thealternateside.org.